Hi.
Let me tell you more about that later. Yeah.
Christopher, nice to meet you.
Did you ever used to go to this school?
This school? Well, no, no, this school was... How long has this school been here?
68, this school, I think. 1968.
68, yeah. 21 years. The school I went to was at Worston in the first place. That's a village shop over there. That was built in the 1800s. And from then I went on to the bigger school, the Holbrook. Anybody heard of Holbrook?
Yeah.
A nice school there. We went there when we were 11. We were transported by bus, rather a poor old bus. I would break down.
Karen?
Do you like looking around and seeing how much it's changed?
Yes, it has changed. Marvellous, really. Unbelievable, really, to me. I mean, our little school that we went to was no bigger than this classroom. And that was in, there was a partition across the middle for the old ones and the infant class, that side. So that was about the same size. The whole school was about the same size as this classroom.
And how many children would there be?
31.
31. At the whole school.
Yeah.
That's a tiny school. Louise?
Were there another school before the school's built?
No, this was a wood all around this area. It was all woodland.
What church did you get married in?
What?
Church did you get married in?
Oh, Worcester Church. That's just outside Ipswich. Not far from Ipswich.
Is Worcester...
My father was church clerk, if you understand church clerk, or church... Not church warden, he was church clerk. He looked after the church as regards heating, and that was heated with a boiler underneath. No electricity. Hanging brass lamps down the middle of the church. And I say he looked after, but we all helped to look after.
Just take that off. Thanks so much. Just leave it there, can I?
Yes.
What was Badger's Bank like?
Badger's Bank. You'll have to tell me where Badger's Bank is, because we call this Badger's Bank. Badger's Bank's down there.
Badger's Bank. Where's Badger's Bank, Keith? Is it round the...
Where do you live? It's all different names.
Near the brook. It's near the brook. Near Burton Way, yeah.
Ah, yes. Well, that was... is there an electric... telecom place there, is there?
Yeah. On the corner?
Yeah. Well, that was a field there, all the way along where that telecom building is. Was a field called Sunshine Field, and we used to work on that. That was called Sunshine Field because it lay on a slope towards the sun, and a lovely field to work on. And then there was a wood at the end where the house is down there. That was a field and a wood. And a little further along was the parkland, belonging to a big house that stood just over where you go onto the Belstead Road here, just over on the other side. There was a big house stood there, Lord Belstead's or Sir John Ganzoni's, that was. I'm not sure whether this land belonged to Lord Belstead or not.
No.
This side.
Yeah.
Did you like the pictures that you had at school?
Did you like the teachers?
Oh, yeah. They were a little bit strict. We even had a stick on the desk. Or she did. Yeah, and they were very strict. One of them was special. And we had an allotment just across the road that we learned to do the gardening. But, of course, most of us lads were country lads. So we knew how to do gardening because we helped our fathers. So it was a usual thing to do gardening in those days, to grow something to work. But we hadn't got a lot of money. Our parents hadn't got much money. So we were glad of the vegetables of the gardens to help to feed us.
Where did you used to work?
Where did I used to work? Well, I worked not far from the outskirts of Victory, and I started on the farm looking after sheep with my brother, who was a little bit older than me, and I was helping him look after the sheep. And I stayed on that farm, working on that farm. You may not believe it, but I stayed on that farm for 52 years. Working on that farm, but as I got older, I was working on more farms around it because I found more there. And so I was working on the 2,000 acre, if you can imagine that, several farms all together. But I was still working on this one farm that I started on when I left school at 14. And I started, my wage was 9 shillings.
Oh, how much is that?
9 shillings.
I'm not used to it.
Yeah.
45p.
And I gave my mother 8 of those 9 shillings. And and my mother bought me a decent bicycle, a new bicycle. Out of the toll-up divvy, which we still had in those days, the toll-up divvy was very handy to our parents. And after I'd been at work a year, she managed to take some money out of the divvy, and dividend, I should say, and she bought me a bike for £5 or £6. That was the first new bike I had. Until then, I'd got an old one that, you know, I put some pieces and all stuck together.
Do you wish you could go back in time, say do it again?
Go back in time, now, there's quite a lot of elderly people will say that they were the good old days, but they were and they weren't. We were quite happy with what we got, but of course we hadn't got electricity. We did a lot more things ourselves as regards, there was no television to look at, and we didn't have a radio either. So we worked and amused ourselves, making different things and making puzzles and all that sort of thing. Not a lot of games or anything were bought for us. They just didn't exist, and mother hadn't got the money to buy them. So, for instance, drafts, we played drafts, we would make a board out of cardboard and use buttons, different coloured buttons.
If you could go
have you forgotten?
Yeah.
Never mind, next one.
Alan?
Where do you live now? Where do I live now? Taddingstone. Ever heard of it? No, well, that's only about 2 villages away from here. That's next to Jenny.
You live next door to Mrs. Mayor's? Well,
2 doors.
Lives next door. 2 doors.
Yeah. What kind of lessons did you have? Well, the girls had needlework. do you do needlework now?
We sometimes, but we all do it.
Yeah.
That's probably why they're laughing.
Yeah. Music, piano, and singing lessons. The boys had gardening, sports of course, we all had sports. We had a carpentry, woodwork. Now what do we call that? I can't remember what we call it. We didn't call it carpentry. Yes, we did that. Very strict when we got to the biggest store at Holborn, probably about 30 in a class. With the headmaster and another master and him, and we used to have to march into school properly. And I remember, funny little thing to remember, but I remember our master telling us to keep our heads up. He said, there's no good looking when we were marching in school. He said, there's no good looking on the floor to see if you can find the sixpence. And the headmaster. master there was, in those days, he wore grey suit and a white collar and tie, old collar and tie. And although they were very strict, we got on very well. Yeah.
Scott?
There was no order. I think you've got to come to that later if it's good.
Scott, would you like to ask a question?
What happened when you were born?
I was born in Worston, just near the River Orwell, just outside of Worcestershire.
So have you ever lived anywhere else?
No, only to Paddingstone after we got moved from this little cottage. We tried to get out of this cottage. We were there 5 years. We were married and moved down to there. 5 years we stuck it. We had one child there. And we tried to get out, of course, to get where there was a cottage with electricity and water. Yeah. Because at that time, that cottage, there was no electricity, no water. And we had to get the water out of the stream, which the stream is still running down there. We used to have to cut a piece in the meadow, a little square, so that the water went into it. And then we used to leave our bucket in there and carry it indoors and stand it in the kitchen and let it settle so that the sand went to the bottom. And that was our water supply. It was interesting for you as well.
It is interesting, yeah. Charlotte.
The wood
Did the wood run?
The wood.
Did the wood that was here, did it go right
down? I wouldn't know exactly where it finished, but I should imagine all here was wood, and a nice wood too. All bracken and a nice wood.
Could you play in here? Or?
Well, we weren't near enough to play in here. The only reason we came up here was to shoot boxes. Well, they have to be kept down because there's too many.
Christopher, have you remembered? Go on then.
Did you used to have history classes? Or if you did you used to study dinosaurs?
Oh no, we didn't study dinosaurs. What did you have in classes?
Did you have history classes? Did you study history at school?
Oh, history. Oh yeah, but I can't remember much about that. I wasn't very good at history.
Was there an air raid shelter at the bottom of the garden?
No, we haven't got one. Before we got married, of course, and I was living at Worcester then, in Worcester Street, and I had some time off from work, some holiday. Well, I didn't get much holiday then, but I did have a holiday, and I dug a hole opposite our little cottage where we lived, which was only a two-bedroom cottage, but there was five children and mum and dad. We all grew up there somehow. And just opposite there was a little spinney, and I dug a hole in there, big hole, and then I was able to use the tractor which I was driving at that time, an old tractor, one that you'll see at the supper show or wherever, at the shows now, a veteran tractor. And I was able to borrow that and a chain, and I pulled some dead, although there were strong trees, elm trees, over the top of this hole, so that made a roof. And then I laid a corrugated tin over the top, and then shoveled the dirt back onto that, and made some steps down. And that was our air raid shelter. And there was my mum and dad, and four more people in the cell used to go in there when the air raid was. And we had a barrel oil stove to keep it warm, and that was our air raid job.
Do you remember when you first saw television? I saw television
after we'd moved up to Paddingstone. We hadn't got one, but that was a marvellous thing. That was in about 1950 something. Next door had one, and we used to go in there, and that was that was an occasion then. We used to go in and they'd make tea and biscuits, and we used to watch programmes on there. That was our first television. And we used to make an occasion of it.
Yeah. What do you remember, any programmes you went to watch in particular?
Not particularly, no. I remember some of the Anglia ones later on, some of the earlier. Sometimes we see them, you know, and say they used to be on Anglia years ago.
Did you watch the Queen's coronation on television?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Was that an occasion?
Yeah, it was an occasion. And when we saw the Queen once, we left off work and got an old lorry at the time. We were potato picking. And I took the ladies who were potato picking all the way down the Strand to see the Queen go past when she was shopping. We nipped off back to the road. Yes.